Hola, it's Gabriela Ramirez Arellano, and welcome to Authentico Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, listening in, learning from my lessons learned, and that of my guests so you don't have to make the same mistakes, have the same negative self-talk, and so much more. Bad Bunnies Después de la Playa is part of the inspiration for the second episode of the month as well, because on the surface, it might seem like a simple beach day song, but underneath lies a profound message about the ebb and flow of life. 4 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic and our lives forever changed. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always had a love-hate relationship with money. I have a lot of emotion around money, a fear around not having enough, and also of losing it all and having nothing. So when the world shut down, I have to admit, I was freaking out. Not that it was the first time I felt the worry and shame about money, because I've been there several times, but because these worries triggered me, and then I would spiral with all of the worst thoughts and fears. The thought of having to close our restaurant doors at this time 4 years ago was crazy. In my head, I was in a spiral of questions and anxiety. How long would we be closed? What about our staff? The inventory we had? How are we going to pay the rent and all of the expenses with only my salary? What if I lost my job because we couldn't do our work? And on, the questions and miedo went. At that time, I worked at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as a business counselor, and we quickly found ways to continue to service our members. And they really needed the support via Zoom, Facebook Live, Facebook Messenger, newsletters, and in so many other ways, we were able to pivot and I didn't lose my job. As for the restaurant, it wasn't easy, but we transitioned to online sales through DoorDash pretty quickly, and we made it work because we also had a little nest egg. We had started working with the financial advisor in 2016, and knowing we had that for a rainy day also helped ease my fears and worries. But I haven't always been that prepared. And going through the pandemic had me reevaluating my plans all over again. So today, I want to share with you three tips that helped me during my life and that I remind myself to continue to do to rebuild my relationship with money each time there's a major life shift or I start freaking out again. I go back to these three things. One, get your head out of the sand. In 2007, my ex lost his job during the recession, and we eventually lost our house in a foreclosure in 2011. By then, our marriage had totally fallen apart, and we were at the end of our divorce process. Having been a stay-at-home mom, I started looking for my first job, and it did not happen overnight. I remember talking to my career counselor and the shame of applying for cash assistance. The bill collectors were calling me every day for what felt like all day, and I ignored them. The bills sat on the counter on a little stack because I couldn't face opening them, and all those fears of not having money kept me up at night. I didn't want to know how bad it was, or who I owed, and how much I owed were the last thing I wanted to face, even though they were calling me every day. It wasn't until I actually answered the phone and opened the bills that I was able to do something about it. Maybe I couldn't pay it all, but I could at least make a payment plan or even tell them not to call me, that I only wanted written correspondence from them. It was only then that I could start to put together a plan for how I was going to pay down the debt. And oh boy, was it hard. Another way I got my head out of the sand in 2012 as I was finalizing my divorce was looking at my credit reports, like really looking. So if you don't know your credit score, if you're wondering where you are versus the last time you looked, or maybe you're thinking about a big purchase, get over to freecreditreport.com and download your credit report from all three agencies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Look over all three reports and make sure the info on them is accurate and not just the debt and balances, but also your name, addresses, and other identifying information. If there are errors, write in and get them updated. This can feel overwhelming, so reach out to nonprofit agencies that don't charge you to help you repair or establish credit. If you don't have any, in St. Louis, Justine Peterson is one of them, and in Metro Detroit, Sir Metro is another. We were living beyond our means during my first marriage, so we had a lot of debt at that time. And coming out of the pandemic, lots of people are in the same situation. We bought lots of food and things online. I swear, Amazon is not my friend. We couldn't go to the mall, but we didn't need to because we can go online and it shows up like a miracle on our front doors. So if your financial situation changed during the last 4 years and you have been avoiding it, now is the time to start to take those first steps and get out from under the fear. Tiffany Alici, known as the Budgetista, talks about an African proverb that says, fear makes the wolf bigger than he is. Fear is enhancing what's on the other side, and it's never as big as you think. Now you may be thinking, on the other side of this door, the wolf is huge, he's gnarling, he's going to attack me. But if you actually open the door, it's a wolf puppy that you could have handled. But the longer you keep putting it off, the bigger the wolf keeps growing. I had so much shame from the time I woke up until I went to sleep, and that takes me to my second tip. Ask for help. Admitting the situation I was in made it seem less scary and definitely more manageable. It let me get out of feeling like I was the only one. And it wasn't easy. I felt this weight on my shoulders trying to figure it all out, but we don't have to face life by ourselves. On top of all the other emotions I was feeling with the end of my marriage and finding a job, shame put me over the top. And I was tired of lying to people every time someone asked me how I was, and being able to share my financial woes was sad, but also a relief. Who can you confide in, you may be asking? Not necessarily because the person you decide to talk to or the organization will pay your bills, but because it takes away the shame. I kept thinking it was only me during this time, as if no one had ever had money issues. Finally, sharing and talking to someone helped me to stop blaming myself and shed some of the shame. This shame that was blinding me from being able to see a way out, a solution. So if you're struggling with your finances, write down a list of who you can share with and be intentional about how you want them to help you. Family, friends, or even nonprofits who help you budget, build or repair credit, and understand your situation. If it's really scary, you can have a friend open the bills. They won't be intimidated by the balances and can help you put a plan together. Maybe they can look at the balances and interest rates and help you prioritize where to get started. And if you aren't there yet, you can still have a plan. This will start to ease the burden you may be feeling. No matter how much debt you have, there is a solution. And the only way to banish the shame is to tell someone about it. And this applies to more than just paying your bills. Number 3, know your worth. Let me be clear. When we have money issues, the first thought tends to be, how do I get more money? Do I take on another job? Do I take from one place to pay something else? Maybe if I can lower my electric bill or my grocery bill, I can make a bigger payment on my credit card or a loan. So this third tip that I want to share with you is that you have to know your worth, especially if you're thinking of a better paying job or asking for a raise. Here I was in 2012, looking for my first job after not having worked pretty much ever. I remember when I finally went to ask for help in applying for a job and getting cash assistance and feeling so down on myself. I had no skills worth writing on a resume. I remember telling my career counselor at the Michigan Works Office when I was looking for that job that my two skills were speaking Spanish and being a professional Girl Scout volunteer, since I had spent so many years volunteering with Girl Scouts. I didn't really think those skills were worth anything until I found a job as a Hispanic Initiative Coordinator at Girl Scouts of Southeastern Michigan. So look at your role and the size of your company on Glassdoor. Compare what you're making with industry standards and look to see if there's a gap. Now, before you ask for a raise, make sure you have the details of the ways you have made the company money or saved the money, so that when you have that talk with your manager, you can talk about the value that you bring. Especially for women and people of color, we are the most underpaid. The number one thing that will help you get a promotion or a raise is to illustrate your worth. So make sure that you are documenting your contributions to your role and to the organization. If you're a small business owner, are you illustrating your value in such a dramatic way that the customer will say, we're going to find a way to pay you? Are you sharing your thought leadership on social media? Sharing not just what you think about the issues important to you, but also your contributions to the community, to your organization, to the boards you're a part of, the people in your tribe. It's important for you to toot your own horn. Of course, in a way that uplifts your team and community. And if you want some ideas, there are some amazing people doing it really well. Check them out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram to get some ideas of your own. And this can help you see your worth. Maybe find new opportunities, a better paying job. When you don't understand money and you're scared about where you are, it can cloud everything that's important to you until it comes crashing on you. But there's so much joy to be had if you can get your head out of the sand and see your situation. You actually have enough. You just need to take that first step. Reach out for help and realize what you're bringing to your organization, to your business, to the world. I hope you enter this week ready to make it remarkable. Having money issues is no fun at all, but you definitely have to get that first step. So thank you. Gracias for tuning in. I'll see you over on the website where you can take a look at the blog posts and past episodes. And be sure to follow Authentico social media, where we will be celebrating women all month long during Women's History Month. Make sure to submit your nominations of the women in your life. I believe in you, and I know that we're stronger together. So share the content with others who may benefit as well.